This is Phil Rowe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
To go geocaching, what you need is a GPS receiver. Your smartphone is the obvious one. Maybe you take along another sort of mobile device, like a tablet that has GPS, and you need a writing implement, so you need to perhaps take a pencil with you. Now, as you might imagine, Cambridge is full of geocaching sites with hidden boxes. I caught up with a couple of geocachers about to find a hidden box in Barnwell, Rory and Louise, otherwise known as Angelou and Angelou666, who were down at the Margaret Wright Community Orchard last autumn during a geocaching trek they were making and were doing around Cambridge. They'd recently set off and had arrived at their first port of call for the day, which is where I spotted them. I was in the Margaret Wright Community Orchard, in fact I still am now, and what I like to call the bothy, and in a recent interview we were inside a shipping container. I managed to grab a young man and I think his partner as well to come inside to shelter a little bit from some of the wind. They were roaming around the community orchard, and the reason for that is that they are geocachers. They found themselves a little hoard. Is that what you would call what you find, Rory? It's I guess, a box full of trinkets.
First of all, let's go with Angelou. That's my caching name, and in the community we should go with that. Yeah, I'd been directed here to look at the hotel here.
First of all, on the radio, can we give away the location? Because we're going to have all the geocachers here. We've mentioned that it's a hotel. It's a little cryptic when we say a hotel. Is it best that we probably don't give a direct description?
That's right. Let's slow down and take it back to the beginning. The geocaching is a hobby, an event where people can download a free app on their phone and then use the GPS on their mobile phone to navigate to a particular position. And in that position, things will be hidden. A small box, a large box, something really small, smaller than your fingernail sometimes, in all sorts of shapes and sizes. And regarding the hotel, the one here at the Margaret Wright Community Orchard is called a hotel because it's big and glorious, but the rest of it, you'll have to come and see for yourself.
There is so much phraseology then, Rory, and I'm only just beginning to delve into this. Do you do your geocaching locally, that's just around Cambridge and the surrounding area, or do you go further afield?
I don't live in Cambridge. My friend here does. I've come up to visit, and unfortunately for her, I've been dragging out and geocaching as much as my legs will take me. Until now, I've been doing it in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, so I'm doing a bit in the UK, and it's quite different from the Malaysian version.
And really all you do is you come along on foot and have a mobile phone with you with an app.
Yeah, mobile phone and a spare battery. If you're holding the mobile phone all day, then yeah, keep a charger with you. Maybe a chewy bar for the way around.
We spotted you about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. You've been going at this all day?
No, we've just come out. Yeah, this is our first stop. We heard that it was a pretty one and we were not disappointed.
And you're off to find some more locations from here?
That's right. I'm just loading my app as we speak now. As you can see on this map, there's absolutely loads around here. So, yeah, we'll be going to look at these later. We've also got a leaflet out of the library. I think Cambridge is well stocked with good quality, well-maintained caches.
And do you actually, when you find these little boxes, some, as you say, small as, a thumbnail, almost physically in size, do you actually contribute to the box? What would you normally find inside one of these geocaching boxes?
Within this game, there's all sorts of games, and the ones we've spoken about so far are what they call traditionals. That's a physical thing of various sizes, hidden. Sometimes it's the only thing that every cache has to have is a log that you can sign to prove you've been there. There are other games within this game.
So there's a notepad and a pencil, and you have literally added your monogram.
Yep, that's right. A caching name, we always go with the caching name. But like I mentioned earlier, this is just one of the many games within. Some of them, you have to go from place, get information at that place, then move, and then that will give you coordinates to go to the next place, where you get more information, make coordinates. I mean, I was just up at the local library earlier on today. It was like, find out the code for World War One books. The last digit of that is the F in the coordinates. This kind of game, and there's some even more complicated than that.
And we're not far from one of the city branch libraries, which is Barmore Road, which is where you've been, Rory, to get your information. This sounds like it could be highly competitive. Presumably, the more sites you can visit, the more caching areas. Can you, on the app then, presumably you tag where you've been, and do you gain points?
Yeah, basically, that's right. You sign your name in the physical log to prove you've been there, and then you can replicate it on your phone. You just click a button to say you found it, and then put in some comments about it. So for this one, I would definitely say, what a beautiful cache. Really thoughtful, well-maintained, and well, and a lovely welcome here down at the orchard.
I happen to know that it was there, actually. When we saw you arrive, one of the community orchard people said, ah, they must be off to the geocaching box to find it inside the Bee Hotel, which is where some of the other bugs and wildlife live, from a previous interview we've done on Cambridge 105 Radio. And with Rory, he doesn't just go around on his own. He's paired up with a young lady who's with us as well. You go around with pseudonyms and cache names.
Yep, Angelou 666.
And you're a local girl. How did you get roped in on this?
Well, through the other half of Angelou 666. It's a joint caching name. So we got into this in Malaysia together, and now we're both back in the UK doing it here.
If it's in Malaysia, it must be pretty much around the world. You've spent some time there doing this geocaching. Had you done any of this before you went to Malaysia? Is it sort of giving you the spark to do this?
It has, him more so than me. I'm being dragged around, not always willingly, but it's, I think, more interesting for us here and more beautiful, and perhaps a longer legacy of it here.
You grew up in Cambridge, you've lived here all your life. This is something great as well for kids to do. It's a pity when you were a little girl you weren't doing something like this then.
Well, exactly. I don't know how long it's been going on, but it's definitely appealing for people of all ages. We're 30-something kids, and it's just a new lease of life for us. Older people, younger people, and if more people knew about it, I think everybody could really enjoy this.
What's the most interesting location that you've found so far?
Well, we've scrabbled around under bridges, benches, all kinds of places. I think this is one of the nicer locations we've found, but I think this is Cambridge all over, really.
Do people think you're crazy? You're scrabbling around under bridges and crawling about all over the place, looking like you're lost or lost something?
Crazy, yes. Dodgy, yes. Really quite shifty. Same as when we came in here today. Just looking a little shifty and apologetic and hoping nobody really notices. Yeah, all of that.
And there are other geocaches around, you see. So I'm sure you've been to the same box, same cache, same location at the same time. Do you try a bit like squirrels, where they try and use diversionary tactics? They're both after the same walnut. They're both after the same kernel of a nut. But actually, they try and deceive from each other and try and divert and make sure that you don't let on.
Well, I think Rory's a little bit more competitive than I in that regard. We did find some Australian geocaches. We'd spent half an hour in the rain looking for this geocache unsuccessfully. A mother and a child from Australia had come along and found it instantly. So we jumped on their back and we logged it straight after them.
And these geocache points can be just really anonymous. You can find them perhaps on a bridleway, at a post, or on a public footpath, on a public right-of-way. And sometimes the cache is actually inside the post.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're anywhere you can think of, and probably anywhere you can't think of. Yeah. There have been some really clever caches, and the more you do, the more you'll know where to look and be amazed at how inventive people can be.
And it's fresh air and it's exercise, and you can get the kids out as well, because the cache boxes sometimes will have some little toy things and something that the kids will really enjoy.
Sometimes there are small objects inside the box that you can take, and then ideally you're going to put something in as well, or move this thing that you've taken and put it in another box. So it's not really about the object. I think it's about the kind of sharing and moving and hiding again and finding again.
Long may you both geocache.
Thank you.
Rory and...
Louise.
Not the real...
Louise, together we are Angelou 666. Thanks.
We've let on a bit there. Well, I know it's highly competitive, but enjoy your geocaching this afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun, actually, being out and about with those two, or bumping into them as we did. Geocaching is a serious hobby all over the world. You can even buy logbooks where the paper doesn't go soggy in the rain. Spiral logbooks like reporters' notebooks, small books, medium books, log strips instead of books you can use and put into the tins, the geocaching or caching tins. A whole industry lies around geocaching supplies. Just have a look online. It's quite remarkable, actually. Complete geocaching repair kits are available. To find out more about local geocaching in the Cambridge area, go to geocaching.com, or one word for geocaching.com, and find Welcome to Cambridge, where there are little clues to help get you to your first location. Another great idea we've just come up with for the school holidays, we hope.